This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, as wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
That's probably true. Right? Irish pubs are here, there, and everywhere. St. Patrick's Week. Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So enjoy it. Good health. Here's to you. Hold up a glass of, what, Irish whiskey or some kind of Irish beer and not feel guilty about it. Yeah. It's the time not to feel guilty about drinking some beer.
What is the sandwich called? They use corned beef or roast beef sometimes. You can get it with turkey, but it's there's like sauerkraut or slaw on it, and it's famous for all the places always have it for St. Patty's Day. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Huh. I can't either.
Are you talking about
I don't know the reference. Is
maybe
it a Reuben?
It's Reuben.
Yeah.
Like corned beef sandwich or something? I don't know.
Reuben,
I get it with turkey,
like
it's actually really good.
Reuben's kind of a, sounds like more of a Jewish thing. You get it in a deli, then maybe. Although, why am I thinking about this? Rooster Cogburn, John Wayne in two movies, True Grit, and then the movie Rooster Cogburn with Catherine Hepburn. She outed him. His real name was Reuben Cogburn. How many people remember that? Raise your hands, please. From those movies, am I the only one?
No,
who remembers
that?
Could be. Okay, well, listen. All right, there's some good news from the stock markets. Closing higher again. Dow Jones up. NASDAQ up. S&P up. As a matter of fact, the records continue to be set. For those of you who say, well, it doesn't mean anything to me because I'm just barely making it. That's the story. It's an interesting, there's an oxymoronic reality to this because that's the way most people you talk to them, they just, I mean, look at the conversation we're having about food. And supermarket, the charges, I said this, James was talking, I think yesterday, about going to the supermarket, spend $100, and what do you have? I spent $300 on Sunday, and I don't know, but I got a bunch of fruit and some grape juice and, I don't know, a bunch of things that didn't seem to amount to much, some salad stuff, just $300. So there's good news. And then there's news that kind of affects how we all really look at things. And so there, that's how we look at things. This story really bothers me. A couple of things from Florida for us to consider here on the Good Day program this morning. The story of a fisherman whose hand was bitten off. Not just bitten off. By an alligator. This is on a golf course pond in Leesburg, Florida. This was a 9-foot, 3-inch alligator who lunged at this guy. He was fishing in the pond. That's stupid. You don't go to ponds in Leesburg, Florida. Alligators are everywhere. You got to be nuts.
Uh-huh. Especially any of the ponds that are on the golf courses, people, it's like they multitask. They'll golf, and then they're right by the pond, so they'll fish real quickly, and then they will go back to golfing. It is astounding. But this is like one of the characters from the Adam Sandler movie, Happy Madison, where the character who's teaching Adam Sandler's character how to golf, he lost his hand to an alligator, and he used to be a pro golfer.
Yeah. Really? Well, there you go.
This is so, like life imitating art.
The callers, there were a couple of callers to 911, and they were trying to, you know, the man's moaning and groaning, obviously. I mean, can't imagine that there's got to be blood everywhere. The animal, the alligator bit off his hand. then the alligator left the guy and went to find the fish that he's thrown back in the pond. So, anyway, the guy got airlifted, and he's going to be okay, but he doesn't have a hand. And they trapped the alligator, apparently, and moved and removed him from the pond. But then what do? You make shoes out of it or handbags or something? And,
well, it's only a matter of time before another alligator gets into that pond. Like,
right, yeah. All right, also in Florida, this missing woman who was trapped in a shipping container, she was found banging on the door. Huh? Marlene Lopez, last seen on Monday before being reported missing. She was trapped in this container for a couple of days. She shared a statement on Facebook. The shipping container was next to a business. She wasn't injured. What was she doing? What the hell was she doing in the shipping container? I don't get that from looking. Police investigating it. Detectives notified that there was a woman banging on the door. They opened up the door and they found her inside of it. But this is like a bad movie.
Well,
right?
Then she had been missing. She failed to pick up her son from school, so she was reported missing. Detective investigated
them too.
Known locations. Uh-huh. Yeah, this cold is making it really hard to pronounce things. But
that's okay.
I wonder, was she purposefully in the container for some reason, and then got trapped in it? Was she kidnapped? Why has that side of the information not been?
Has not come out.
I understand it's an active investigation, but still.
Well, you see these shows, all the FBI shows, there's at least one every couple of weeks that has somebody in that kind of a situation. Somebody gets locked in a container, women are being illegally trafficked, and they're locked in containers. You know, and there's a reality to it. There's a reality to this stuff.
Yeah.
And what's going on.
This is another reason why it's so important to look at the same story from different articles, because I just found another one that did add in that she told investigators she doesn't know how she ended up in a container.
So, was she drinking? Is that part of the deal? Okay, enough. Let's talk about puking Putin, shall we? He's saying very publicly and very bluntly that you better not mess with me. So, the Ukrainians have invaded Russia. It's the first time this has happened in this war. They actually went into Russia, sent drones in and tanks and stuff to blow up some power stations and that sort of thing. So Putin again says that the Russians are ready to use nuclear weapons. Do you realize how stupid that is? He's the first one who's going to get killed. Now, maybe he thinks that he's at the end of the line. You know, the thing that you worry about is a guy like him who's, number one, he's crazy. Number two, very smart. Number three, what happens? There have been rumors for years that he was sick. So let's say he has nothing to worry about. Okay, I'm going out anyway, so I'll take half the world with me. And then they'll all remember me. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
This is the second conversation of nuclear issues that we have had this week. Uri Geller earlier in the week said that, who do we need to watch? Iran. Was it Iran?
Yeah, Iran. I agree with him. Iran's the most dangerous company. Way worse. They're more dangerous than the Russians, the Chinese, because the Ayatollah is he's a madman, and he thinks everything is going to, if he takes out as many Jews as possible, he's going to get a special place in heaven with Allah. So they feel like they have nothing to lose. How do you attack, how do you counter something like that, where you're told by your religious leader that the more Jews you kill, the more you'll occupy a wonderful place in heaven? Uneducated people. Now, and it's unusual because Iran, the population is very educated there. Iran is a very, very interesting country in that it has a good economy. The government is crazy, and the people hate it worse than we dislike our government here. And yet this guy stays in power, and the military sticks with him. That's why there's not an overthrow. But, you know, these people are out of their minds, and they think, okay, I'm going to go to heaven. The more Jews I kill, I'm going straight to the top. and they convince uneducated people to believe in the message that that's what they should be doing. That's what this is all about. That's what Hamas is about. Hezbollah is all about that. That's what the problem with the Palestinians and the Israelis is. So you have this kind. It isn't really ignorance. It's narcissism combined with the mental state of mind that people do have medical and mental trauma. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But then that's me. Take a deep breath, Doug. All right. Here's a letter carrier who's complaining about how many times he's been robbed. How many people are following this? The United States Postal Service is launching something they call Project Safe Delivery with a pledge that they'll be doubling down in their efforts to combat growing rates of letter carrier robberies.
Yeah.
So what do you think you're going to get if you rob a letter carrier? I don't know how many people have.
Money. Credit cards. Intercepting somebody's credit card or banking card.
Yeah, how
there
do you use
so
it if you don't...
so many people that send money, cash, checks in the mail still.
How dumb is that? Yeah. But how do you use somebody else's credit card? You have to know what your Social Security number is. You have to know what the last digits are of the Social Security number when you call in. There's all kinds of things.
Whenever I've gotten a new bank card, I have to, it has a sticker on the card, and you call the number, and then you insert the card number, and then you set up a new passcode key. There's no personalized information.
Well, the folks in the legislature say they're going to introduce a bill to accelerate the replacement of lots of mailbox keys, boost prosecutions, review sentencing guidelines. I saw one of the mail carriers said that she was like a sitting duck out there. Says postal leadership is failing to do enough to address the problem. There were 643 robberies of mail trucks last year. 30% more than the year before. Wow. There's something really shaking going on there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Picture your perfect KFC meal, then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken, 4 sides including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream Sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there, and right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com. Great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No scam here. It's the real deal. It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 23 after the hour, social media time in this hour devoted to, at least in part, some of the technology. There's a bill floating around Congress this week banning TikTok. There are 170 million users in our country of TikTok. But they want to get rid of the Chinese-based owner because of the connection it has to the government, to the Communist Party. So the bill would require that ByteDance, which is the name of the Chinese company, divested in 165 days. That's a very interesting reality. Let's see where it goes. We'll know by the end of the week what happens to that and who signs off.
Well, it's already shown that Instagram users are outweighing TikTok users anymore at this point, too.
Well, people are getting the message, but isn't it an age thing more than anything else, right?
I think it's an age thing for sure. But also, it always was what you can do with certain social media things. And now, Instagram and TikTok, there's not a lot of difference because everything you can do with the videos on TikTok, you can do with Instagram Reels.
All right. That's good. I don't know enough about it. I look to you for anything that has anything earnestly to do with this because I have very little, if anything, or nothing to do with some of this stuff, and it just becomes a distraction for me. Now, let's go one step further with the age thing, Jay. Apparently, according to the Pew Research Center, teens are seeking social media balance, and they think their parents ought to do the same thing. So some teenagers, anyway, are heeding the call to self-regulate their usage. 4 in 10 say they've cut back on their social media use and time. About a third in this survey say they have cut back on the time they spend on their smartphone as well. So let's see here. There's a gender difference in self-regulation. Girls are more likely than boys to say they spend too much time on either of the technologies, but they're also more likely than boys to say they've taken steps to cut back on the time that they use on social media or on their phone. We asked teenagers to assess how often their parents are distracted when they're trying to have a conversation with them. Half the teens said that it happens at least some of the time. I think that's true.
It's a lot of parents, more than that.
You go into a restaurant.
We have people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I just, I'm recalling times in a restaurant when you see, I remember more recently, a daughter and her mother were sitting across from each other, and they had just ordered, and they were texting each other across the table.
Were they
in
texting each other or texting other people?
No, no, they were, and then they look at each other after they texted a message to each other. Oh my God!
But there are people who will—they'll just scroll through social media, or they—if they're doing something, they have to take a picture of it and put it up on social media, or send it to people in real time. They can't just wait, like take a picture and then wait and post it, or send it and do it later. We have people in our life that we will not allow to watch our son because we don't trust them to stay off of their phone long enough to take care of him, to mind his well-being.
Yeah, and then there's the focus on Kate Middleton's Mother's Day photo. Here's another headline. We were talking about this earlier. Royal Insider explains what the Kate photo actually tells us. It's a scandal.
What is that?
It is a scandal? A deeper digging into, this is somebody who really, really needs to get a life. There's something about her children and being photoshopped and all that kind of stuff. I said to Jay earlier, what... Princess Charlotte's sleeve was removed above her left hand. That's one of the things. The zipper on Princess Kate's top appears edited. Princess Charlotte's haircut is... It was just... Hello.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Robert Herr offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. He faced heat from both Democrats and Republicans on the panel. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com.
All right. little chuckle here, little chuckle there. It's 35 after the hour, 25 before the new hour. This is the Good Day program, driving you to think, driving you to smile, just driving you to work, perhaps. Depends on the time of day you're listening. I'm Doug. Jay is here. James Collins in the control room in our major studio, main studio in Dallas. The see-through baseball pants. Back now, they're getting closer. I thought these were going to be eliminated, but apparently they are not, because it still is a thing. We talked about this when the first games were played last month, and now we're getting close to the beginning of the season.
And you can see the outline of, like, where the shirt is tucked in. I don't think they meant for this to be.
The underpants are.
It just happens to be a bad material and just not thick enough for.
So there's a lot of chatter, Jay, among hardcore fans and also maybe casual observers like us. They want to expand their reach, so the people that run Major League Baseball say, and this is a way to get more people interested in the game, to have you look at the packages inside the pants. That's a way to get people interested, eh? Well, anyway. So the conversation is about trades that are taking place and how the teams are doing so far and where they're going to end up in the ratings. No, it's all about the pants.
Still about those pants.
Right? Leave nothing to the imagination. So anyway, there are a lot of photos of these things. So here's what I was thinking. As a kid, a lot of people collected. I think I had a few baseball cards, but not many. But, you know, that's been a big thing over the years. Baseball cards, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Aaron Rodgers, whoever it is that Aaron Rodgers, who did he play for? I'm trying to remember why I remember that. And more, I remember Aaron Rodgers because I'm...
The football player?
Is he a football player? I thought he was a baseball player. A football player? Okay. Shows you how much I know about that. I know he's a sports figure, but the more...
He does the sports ball.
So he... Robert F. Kennedy is waiting in the wings for these guys to start attacking each other. That is Trump and Biden. And he's going to come out, try to be the hero. And he has been talking about who his vice presidential candidates might be. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is one of them, and Jesse Ventura is another one.
Those are very different options.
Interesting. Yeah. Jesse Ventura was like the governor of Minnesota or something, wasn't he, for a while? If I remember correctly, the wrestler was the governor, or the mayor was a big... Everybody knew. Yeah, Jesse Ventura, big-time wrestler. Yeah,
I really know him as the politician.
He was a wrestler. No, he was a wrestler. That's where he got his notoriety.
Everyone knew that. You learn something new every day.
See, there you go. Well,
I knew him as a politician.
There you go. All right, speaking of things that you may or may not have known, I'm looking at the... we just were talking about the productivity or lack thereof. We were talking about the TikTok bill that's before Congress this week. And I started looking back at Congress and the laws that has been passing in the last, let's say, since the Nixon era in the mid-70s, Nixon and Gerry Ford. The most laws in a session that were ever passed, 1985, where 704 laws were passed. And then fast forward to last year, 294 bills were passed. Remember when the government shut down for 21 days back in 1995? They passed more laws that year than have been passed this year. And, you know, the business about passing laws is not just about that. Is that a measure of productivity? But the laws themselves and what they're all about. And the fact that there's nothing, everything's so polarized, you can't get anything of consequence done because both the Republicans and Democrats are so far apart ideologically that they're more apart than they have been ever in my lifetime that I can remember. I was very active politically when I was in high school. Where I grew up here in Framingham, there weren't then and there aren't now a lot of Democrats, but I was still the president of the Republican Club in high school. And I remember, you know, we got involved in issues in the 60s when Kennedy was shot. That became a big deal. And I look around now and it nauseates me, frankly, to see what's going on and who's doing what and who's not doing what. It's nauseous and it's toxic. And the way, if Jennifer were here, we could talk. Jay, I think you and I have, Jennifer is much closer to the stuff as to how, for example, they shovel all kinds of things into bills so that you don't know what's in this bill. There's 900 different things that are in the bill. That's part of the dysfunction of this whole arrangement here. Some food for thought. Yesterday, I talked about this interview on News Nation that is getting a whole lot of attention. The conversation, the one-on-one conversation between Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson. It took place, the first airing was on Monday. It was the first time Carlson had been on any cable news program for a year since he got booted off of Fox. There have been a lot of excerpts from the conversations. One of the ones that I found most interesting was the one where Cuomo calls out Tucker Carlson. They're talking about the footage from the January 6th insurrection. Cuomo argues that the former host, Mr. Carlson, knew exactly what he was doing. He acted maliciously. He said, quote, "Your approach and the approach of other people on that network," more or less what he's saying is disgusting. "It was a riot, and you said it wasn't a riot, and it was a riot." And then Tucker agreed with parts of it being a riot, which is the first time he's ever said that. And then Cuomo talked about transparency and sort of chided Carlson for that. Carlson's more of a showman. Cuomo says, "I am who I am, and you'll find me the same," kind of like I say, "I'm the same person off the air as I am on the air." But through the whole thing, I mean, Cuomo said you cherry picked the tape to show, you know, things about what went on in the Capitol that day. It's editing. What you can do. It's like photoshopping
things that really happened, but edited together in a way to make it look even worse. Not really necessarily doctoring things. But here's the fact too. There were protests, and people are within the right to protest. There were riots. There were rioters, which is never okay. But we're constantly confusing protesters with rioters. And a lot of the stuff always happens once the protests go on and the day goes on later. And a lot of those people who are there to riot, they weren't there during the protests. They showed up later, and that's when the chaos all started. And we saw, too, so many people who were there to protest. They were protesters. They were not part of the riot, but they were shown in the background of somebody else's photo that made it onto social media. And then their work sees it and says, "Oh, you caused anarchy, too, and you're part of the riot, so you're fired," when they were not part of the riot at all.
Nope. Yep. He took them to task for not going after Putin. Tucker Carlson looked down and said, "You wanted me to make it out alive, didn't you?" Yeah. And then I'm looking at some of the other. I just find, if you get a chance, if you're politically motivated or you watch the cable news channels, some of you may be prone to Cuomo and his thinking. Some of you may be prone to Tucker and his thinking. I like News Nation a lot. I like the three people that are on in the evening. Cuomo has changed a lot in his approach. I didn't like him when he was on CNN at all. But I do like him in this role that he has at News Nation. He's nobody to trifle with. And the two of them were, I didn't think they were particularly well matched. I thought Carlson came across as kind of the do-do-do-do-do guy that I've always thought he was. But anyway, it was good to see the two of them being civil with each other. It was a very good exercise. Uh-huh. And you know what? It sort of plays into our philosophy here of people getting along. Why don't you get along? Even if you don't agree, you get along. You learn to get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the American way. It is.
Just humanity. Have manners. You don't have to respect somebody to be respectful towards them. Because whether or not you're respectful towards somebody doesn't have anything to do with them. It says everything about you.
Yeah. All right. You know what the fastest growing sport is in the country? In high schools and colleges?
Lacrosse? Pickleball?
Nope. Keep going. Wait, keep going.
Hockey? Right. Wrestling?
Ah, wrestling. Who's wrestling? Yes.
Who's wrestling?
Yeah. Why is there interest in wrestling? Because there are more girls wrestling than ever before. It is the fastest growing sport in high school and in colleges. Women's wrestling. And this sport, when you look around the country, was not allowed before. And now there's a surging number of states. There's a movement because a lot of these female wrestlers are better than the boys. And it has been dominated by men. And it all started fairly recently with this girl who beat up all the boys on the wrestling team. I forget where it was.
State championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
She left the girls division for the boys division, yeah.
Right. And she beats all the boys. I think there's something, these kinds of stories I love because I want to have, again, equality. And then people say, well, why do you then not understand what's going on with unisex bathrooms and boys who become girls? Now, that's not what we're talking about here. This is purely focused on women who are good at a sport. And I think that it's very good for women to develop themselves as you get older. There's nothing better than having muscle on your bones to hold you together. And it should start at the time. These kids have to develop their strength and agility. Great training. Good for them. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour on the Good Day program, one of my favorites in the broadcast world and probably across the spectrum of human beings that are good, I would put Warren Eckstein pretty much at the top of the class. Wonderful human being, great. How do you not love somebody who loves animals as much as Warren does? That's kind of the key here to this whole thing. Having him on my program is really moderately self-serving because not only do I really like Warren, but he's very helpful. We were just talking off the air about my dog Daisy, how she's acting a little lethargic. Warren gave me some psychological advice, probably more for me than for the dog. I do get concerned about her. She does have a shoulder issue that goes back to when she was in that cage for 2.5 years. But as you said, if she's eating, she gets excited. And when it's feeding time and we're not home yet, she's all over me. She'll bark at me in the truck. She'll be jumping in my lap. Same on weekends when we sleep in a little later, she just jumps and rolls around and, you know, that stuff. But she just seems to, and maybe it's because she has a sore shoulder. I know, then I got to figure out what to do to fix her shoulder.
Well, there's so many things we talked about. There's so many things now. But you're going through hydrotherapy, acupuncture.
Yeah, I am going.
Cold. I told you I would speak to the vet about cold laser therapy. It did an amazing thing for one of my dogs who had a very similar issue. So there's a lot of things that can be done. But I want people to understand also, and I kind of said this off the air, kind of in a joking way. But in my book, I write about dogs that can become hypochondriacs. Sometimes if a dog gets a lot of attention when they hurt their foot, you want them to get that attention. But the bottom line is the dog associates limping or reacting a certain way with the reaction of their guardian, maybe an extra treat, maybe an extra massage, an extra this or an extra that. So you got to kind of take that into consideration. But here's my rule of thumb. You've gone to the vet checked the dog out. As long as what goes in and what comes out looks normal, I'm okay. That's my rule.
Very normal. Right. The other day, Mary, who runs my farm, and I were having a meeting, and Daisy was under the table. And all of a sudden, whew! And Mary looked at me and she says, "It's not me."
And, yeah. But she doesn't have a lot of guests. 15, you can have 15 people in a room, and all of a sudden you smell something, everyone's going to look at the dog. You know it wasn't the dog. Come
on. Yeah, right. Of course not. Okay, so anyway, the essence of her being active, I did the thing on the air yesterday about fruits and vegetables that dogs should eat. There's a whole list of the things that I found online that are okay. Because I eat a lot of fruit, I give Daisy some of the fruit that I have every day, pineapple and strawberries and things like that, and she has always reacted well to it, so I'm hoping that that's something that is good for her. Do you ever feed fruit and veggies?
I don't think anyone eats more fruit and vegetables than I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to plug myself here. On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/WarrenEckstein, I do these shorts. Yeah. They're just like a minute or less. And I just did a short, maybe a week or two ago, specifically on fruits and vegetables that you can feed your dog and fruits and vegetables that perhaps you should not feed your dog or your cat. But there are a lot. My dogs love apples and all the things.
Yeah, of course, you can't get Daisy does too.
Can't give them garlic. You can't give them onions. There are certain things you can't. No raisins. Grapes. No grapes. There are certain things you can't give them. No lemons. And lemons are not a great idea either. Although most things. The fact. I just read there's a thing on TikTok now where there's a whole thing where people are throwing lemons to their dog to watch their reaction and supposedly
that's
them up in arm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Today is Canine Veterans Day. This is one of your specialties. I know you've trained a lot of these dogs. This started with a Vietnam War veteran in Jacksonville, Florida, a number of years ago, a dog handler. He certainly saw how valiant the canines were in conflict. And apparently this goes back to the Greek and Roman era, when military working dogs were a part of the army.
Well, you know why most dogs are taught to walk on the left side, right?
No.
Well, it started going back to wars years ago when you were just talking about it, but the bottom line is most men being right-handed, they carried their swords in their right hand, so therefore the dog could not be on their right side. That was the only reason for teaching a dog to walk on the left back then. And since then, it's kind of a habit. You know, most men would carry their rifle on the right side, so therefore the dog would be on the left side. Amazing work these dogs do. How many thousands and thousands of lives these dogs have saved in World War I, the Civil War, World War II, Vietnam, which I'm more familiar with. All of these animals are absolutely incredible, and they do deserve not just a day, but they deserve every day. As a matter of fact, if you go to D.C., you can go to the War Dog Memorial, which I do recommend everyone go.
Yeah, that is a great thing to see. That is a fabulous thing to see. All right, so we tip our hat to our canine friends and the canine veterans today. Very important thing to understand and recognize all of those events, if you will. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check him out and it out at thepetshow.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.